Blackstone Audio presents What the Lady Wants, a novel of Marshall Field and the Gilded Age by Renee Rosen. This book is read by Kirsten Potter. To Debbie Rosen, my mother, my best friend, and the first person to take me to Marshall Field's. Give the lady what she wants. Marshall Field. Book 1, 1871 to 1886. Chapter 1, 1871. She supposed she fell in love with him at the same time the rest of Chicago did. The great fire had raged on for 2 days, and the flames didn't discriminate. They devoured businesses and residences, mansions and shanties alike. In the end, miles of streets and buildings were ravaged. But from this smoldering ash, a handful of men came forward to rebuild the city. Marshall Field was one of them. The day before the fire started, 17-year-old Delia Spencer was walking down State Street in search of hair combs needed to complete an outfit for a party the following evening. She was strolling along when her heel got caught in a loose plank on the wooden sidewalk. Oblivious to the throng of horse-drawn cars, wagons, and coaches rumbling by, she worked to free her boot. It was only the train whistle from several blocks over that seized her attention. She could feel the ground juddering as the locomotive barreled through town, coughing clouds of black, oily smoke. The soot remained after the train passed, clinging to the facades of the restaurants, tea rooms, and dime museums. Even the Nicholson paved.